Episode 3, Strictly Christmas.
Christmas seemed to come around every few months these days. In fact, I wondered if shortening the calendar year was a newly devolved power of the Scottish Parliament, which had slipped through without my noticing. I had moved back to my native Edinburgh 2 years ago after living in London for over a decade, and had opened a cafe with my sensible, solvent older sister, Claire. Business was going well, despite some unexpected staffing changes of late. Lizzie, a 20-year-old recovering kleptomaniac, had been with us from the outset, and things were working out surprisingly well with our newly appointed laid-back Glaswegian chef, Callum.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, back and top
down. Oh, hang on, hang on. You said 1 and 2 and 3 a minute ago.
Rubbish, come on, woman. Feel that rhythm.
Oh, God, Callum, you're like that tyrant in the red shoes. What was his name again?
Oh, Mum's got that DVD. It's mental.
Lizzie, can you turn that music off, please, or Claire will get the decibel meter thingy out.
I was crap at ballet.
So was I. Way too regimented for me. Claire loved it, obviously.
I can just see her in a tutu and a fluffy bolero.
Oh, yeah, the whole bit. A sea of pink.
It was strictly ballroom, tap and jazz at Linda McPherson's School of Dancing in Partick.
Wow, did you do medals and all that stuff?
Oh, aye. Central Scotland Under 18 champion 3 years running.
Really?
Really.
Cool.
So how come you ended up on cruise ships cooking and not dancing then?
It's a whole other story.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, stop trying to pretend you're interesting.
Oh, it's a hotbed of secrets in here, you know.
Why do suppliers think they can leave boxes of meringues on the doorstep?
Good morning, Claire.
Oh, morning. I mean, what if it had been pissing down out there? Completely trashed meringue.
You okay, Claire? What about a wee chamomile tea to calm you down?
Oh, I don't need to calm down. I need everybody else to calm down.
Well, I'm pretty zen today, thanks very much.
Well, you wouldn't be if you'd just been dealing with Struan and his jet lag.
Oh, God, he's back from the States.
That's progress, Claire. Swearing about your husband is better than greeting about wanting him back again.
I didn't say I didn't want him back again.
Oh, man.
What is he here for exactly?
Money, I think. Running off to America is a costly business.
Right. Well, those carrots won't juice themselves, ladies. I'd better get on.
Give me those meringues, Claire. I'll go and help John Travolta in the kitchen.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's strewn again.
Oh, I'll leave you to it.
No, no, you carry on here. I'll take this in the loo.
Knowing better than to argue with my big sister, I got on with the morning setup whilst Claire talked to her almost ex-husband.
What do you mean, hands up jumpers?
I mean exactly what I said. That Ollie Muir lookalike.
Ollie Mars?
That boy that looks like the singer with the hair.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, whoever he is. He had his hands up Hannah's jumper, standing on the corner of the street.
Sounds a bit chilly.
You'll have to speak to her, Claire.
Struan, have you tried to tell Hannah what to do recently? Oh, well, obviously not when you're living thousands of miles away.
Oh, let's not get bogged down with geography again.
I've no idea how you're supposed to impose your will over somebody who's taller than you and thinks you're an arse.
And she's swearing a lot too, actually. You need to stop that, Claire.
What?
Your language. It's having a negative impact on her. You need to watch that.
You don't think you maybe need to watch your running away with a fitness fanatic to America and leaving your children? You don't think that could be having a negative impact on your teenage daughter?
Look, I need to get over to the solicitors.
And I can't believe you've gone to him, of all people.
The Buzzard's known us for years.
Giant Buzzard. Predator by name and by nature.
Oh,
he tried
Claire.
To get off with me one Hogmanay when you were in the queue at the Traverse Bar, you know. Shocking halitosis.
I have to get back to the States before Christmas. We really need to get things moving.
I'm not moving anywhere, Struan.
Look, we have to accept that things are reaching a logical conclusion here.
Really? Well, as far as I'm concerned, there is nothing logical about trashing our family.
Claire, this happens all the time. People change, relationships end.
And since when did husband become a temporary post, Struan? We were perfectly happy the way things were.
You know that's not true.
Oh, and please, don't start rewriting history. You can tell yourself whatever rubbish you like, but the bottom line is you had a good life with a wife and two children who loved you and who still love you. And you know what? Some people never even get a glimpse of that in their whole lives.
Look, Claire, I have have to be at the buzzers in 7 minutes.
Oh, well, you'd better fly then.
I was hoping you'd meet me there. It'd cost a lot less to disentangle ourselves amicably, you know.
Well, it'd cost even less to stay and fix it.
Is that a threat?
Look, Struan, I have to go. I have customers to feed in 7 minutes.
Business was brisk all morning, and thriving on the activity, Claire's mood lifted whilst Lizzie was hard at work in the kitchen with Callum, in between twerking competitions, obviously.
If you play your cards right, people, I might be able to take one of you along to the Christmas ball on the SS Galaxy.
Oh, are you going to a dance in a spaceship?
It's a cruise ship docking in Leith next week.
Oh, wow, with guys in white uniforms and stuff.
Oh, yeah, pressed and starched.
My mum was always watching it, An Officer and a Gentleman, even though she said it was sexist rubbish, like.
Right, well, these guys aren't in the Navy, obviously, but they do look pretty cool all the same.
God, it was Richard Gere, wasn't it?
Mm, and Deborah Winger.
Whatever happened to her? Probably depressed and divorced like the rest of us.
Well, speak for yourself.
You need to eat some chocolate, Claire. Your serotonin level's dropping again.
Anyway, they're having a Christmas black tie ball on the ship, and my mate's one of the organisers.
Oh, Bags, I go with you. Please.
Hang on. How come you qualify, Lizzie? I'm the one that can tango after a couple of glasses of red.
Your left heel needs a bit of work, mind.
Actually, Callum, I'd love to tell Struan that I'm going to a glamorous ball with you.
Would you now?
Shame it's not on the Royal Yacht, though.
Claire, can you hear yourself?
What?
I could see if they could swap ships for you, Claire.
Oh, that'd be great.
Stop it. I was only joking.
Oh, man, I feel like Cinderella here, desperate for an invitation.
Hey, you'd better not be suggesting that we are the ugly sisters.
Well, I am the poor adopted underdog around here.
Exactly. Get back to work, my lady, or we'll lock you in the larder again.
Buttons, you have to save me.
Come on, Cinders, I'll help you make tomorrow's gruel.
A couple of days later, our regular group of bald men were just leaving after their weekly meeting in Cafe Culture, and things were ticking over nicely. For once, it felt like we were all on an even keel.
Thanks, Trisha. That was great.
No problem, guys. See you next week.
Really good to see you again.
Brilliant lunch, Callum. But hey, we're worth it.
Right, I've got a ton of neeps to bash.
Bloody hell.
What is it?
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, got that bit.
Text from Richard.
Married arse, Richard.
Right, the dishwasher's on strike again.
He's not an arse.
He's not an arse.
But he is married.
What are we on about? Richard married arse.
Hello, Scotty. In Edinburgh for teaching conference this week. Would love an extra hot latte
and
a proper chat. We'll be at the Scott Monument tomorrow lunchtime if you can escape Cafe Culture.
Oh, cheek. What does he mean, escape?
Shh. What else does it say, Trish?
Always with love. Kiss.
Always when it suits him, you mean?
Oh, that's a bit smooth.
No, it's not smooth. It's just rubbish.
His cord jacket's a bit smooth, though.
Well, that message is to be ignored, clearly.
I don't know. Closure and all that.
Oh, that's just American rubbish, Lizzie. What's the point in picking away at a scab?
I loved picking my scabby knees when I was wee.
No, he does not deserve a second more of Trisha's time. I've never seen so many tears in my life. I thought she was going to drown last Christmas.
I don't know. It was a close call between the two of you. Talk about the snot sisters.
Don't be coarse, Lizzie.
Come on, it was gross. I should have taken out shares in Handy Andy's.
Trisha was understandably upset at being dumped on Christmas Eve of all days. Even though we'd all seen it coming for weeks, obviously.
Really? Well, if you're such a clairvoyant, Claire, you'll have seen that I became invisible in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, Trisha.
I'm going out for some fresh air to decide what I want to do with my life without having to listen to a ton of unasked for opinions. I may be some time.
Oh, man, you're not going to kill yourself, are you?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Lizzie. It's hardly the Arctic out there.
Antarctic, actually.
Well, either way, I nearly got frostbite falling asleep on the meadows after a party last winter.
Oh, your poor mother, Lizzie. No wonder she's gone grey.
Yeah, I suppose it was a bit of a worry.
Any chance of a hand in here? Dishwasher's foaming at the mouth.
Oh, coming out in sympathy with Trisha, obviously. Right.
In the middle of a rubbish, restless night, I decided that I would meet Richard the next day, even though I had promised myself after last year's ghastly events that I wouldn't risk being hurt by him ever again. It was a bright, frosty day, and Princess Street Gardens looked fabulous, bedecked and bejewelled in all its twinkly Christmas splendour.
Big issue. Big issue. Oh, bumper Christmas edition, hen.
Oh, hang on, let me get my purse. Oh, God, sorry.
Hey, there's no need to throw money at me, hen. You're a bag of nerves.
Sorry, I keep forgetting about the 1 o'clock gun.
Aye, well, some tourists have a heart attack when it goes off, but at least they know the time of death, eh?
Not sure that's an advantage, really. Hey, here you go.
Oh, thanks, darling. Oh, man, there's a serious bunch of floors walking this way. He must have really messed up.
Hello, Scotty.
Hello. So you've nicked half the gardens, then?
Yeah, I thought I'd do it in instalments. Shall we walk?
Okay, next offering, please.
Kiss on the cheek?
Nah, it's freezing. I need to thaw out a bit first.
There's a mulled wine stand over there.
You trying to get me drunk?
I'm trying to melt your heart, Trish.
Richard, is this some kind of perverse annual ritual? You leave your wife and children in London for a couple of weeks, pretend that you're going to start a new life with me, and then run back down south at the 11th hour?
Penny and I split up 8 months ago, Trish.
What?
Yeah, she moved out with the kids to a village in Surrey with a name like something out of Trumpton. They seemed to love it.
God, really?
Trish, it was over last Christmas when I came to Edinburgh. We just had to go through the practicalities, which took until Easter, admittedly.
Well, I'm amazed.
Penny's seeing someone called Pete. He's a very successful pig farmer, apparently.
Penny and Pete the pig farmer?
Penny and Pete the prosperous pig farmer. Yeah, they're bringing out the kids' books soon.
No, really?
No, really.
Oh, stop it.
Ah, here we go. Two mulled wines, please.
We don't call it that, but all right.
Oh, okay.
What's with the moustache?
Oh, left over from the Movember thing. Grew it for charity, but now I quite like it.
You look older.
Oh, well, that wasn't the plan.
No, no, in a good way. Kind of like you're grown into yourself or something.
Thank goodness for that.
I'd stop before you go all Gandalf, mind.
There you go. Two hot Celtic cocktails.
That'll be the mulled wine in a kilt.
Cheers, Scotty.
Slangeva.
Look, I couldn't contact you earlier, Trish. I mean, apart from the ham-fisted invitation to Paris, obviously. You can see that, can't you? I had to sort things out on my own to prove to you that I'm serious about us being together.
Richard.
Well, you wouldn't have believed me if I'd come running the minute it was all finally over with Penny, would you? You'd have thought it was some rebound thing. And it's never been that, Trish. Ever. I've loved you since we first met, years ago. I just didn't know what to do about everything and I kept ballsing it up.
Oh, that's true.
I'm so sorry. Really, I am.
I know. I know you are.
Do you, Trish? I mean, really?
Well, not if you protest too much, obviously.
Please promise me that you understand.
I promise.
And I promise you the earth, Trish.
Well, that's a poison chalice if ever there was one. I'll stick with the mulled wine, thanks.
Well, you are a seriously hot Celt, after all.
Oh, God. Several hours later, I find myself back at Cafe Culture with Claire up a ladder and up to her oxters in kitchen storage reorganisation.
Well, must have been a very large latte, that's all I can say.
Three mulled wines, two goes on the big wheel and an open-air ice skating session, actually.
Three mulled wines? Are you drunk?
Don't be silly.
Oh, come on, then. What happened with Richard?
I told you we went to the fun fair.
Oh, well, if you're going to be all childish about it...
We were definitely being very childish.
I'm not going to beg for details, Trish. Pass me that pile of Pyrex, will you, please? Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Bloody hell, you are drunk.
Oh, mind
all those splinters on the counter.
Oh, thought these were supposed to be indestructible.
Oh, everything's breakable, Trisha.
Are you okay?
Not really. Are you?
Not sure.
Bloody hell. What a pair, eh?
Fancy a drink?
Oh, go on then. Jamie's at swimming practice and Hannah's out with her boyfriend, so I'm not in any rush.
Is it a terrible idea to drink white after red?
Yes.
Oh, well, I've never been known for my great decision-making.
I've always had absolute faith in my decision-making. Look where it's got me.
Oh, you're doing okay, Claire. You really are.
Don't know about that.
Look what you've achieved in the last year or so. Setting this place up, working full-time, juggling teenagers. Lots of people would have just given up.
I can't believe these bloody men are still haunting us one Christmas on. I don't like mess.
You know, I never thought I'd say this, Claire, but I'm coming round to your way of thinking in this.
Crikey!
Your need, Claire, to have everything just so and all ordered and predictable and stuff used to drive me nuts. I used to think you needed to get that poker out of your backside and just relax.
No, no, on you go, Trisha. Say what you think.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you know what I mean. You've never been the most laid-back person, really, have you?
Oh, I don't know. I've left all that broken glass lying there.
Yeah, but you're dying to get the dustpan out, aren't you? You're physically twitching.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay, busted. I thought I could cope with a couple of sips of wine first and then clear it up quickly and you wouldn't really notice.
You silly bag. Here, have a top-up.
Anyway, what the hell does Richard III want?
Not to be dug up again, I would imagine.
Obviously.
Oh, his back's much better, actually. He found a good osteopath in Archway.
What's he after, Trish?
He wants us to be together.
He's been saying that for years.
Yeah, but this time he's serious and actually single. Been on his own for months.
Oh, well, I suppose that's progress of sorts.
You know, that whole pregnancy scare with Christoph a couple of months ago really threw me. For the first time ever, I really started to wonder about having children.
Oh, but that would have been a disaster with Christoph.
Oh, I know, I know. I wasn't in love with him. I only slept with him a few times.
Spare me the details. You're very European and you're sharing of information about that sort of thing.
Oh, that sort of thing. Have we time-travelled back to the 1950s here? You mean having sex, Claire? Ugh,
I just don't feel very switched on in that department right now. The only person in my house even dabbling in sex these days is my underage daughter.
Is Hannah sleeping with someone?
Oh, not quite yet. Oh, the whole sex thing seems sort of ridiculous to me at the moment.
Oh, that'll pass. You're still grieving for Struan. Mind you, sleeping with Christoph was very therapeutic in trying to get over Richard.
Well, maybe it's my turn to shag a chef. Callum has been very attentive, I must say.
Really?
Oh, yes. And oh, he's very attractive, actually.
Hey! You could go to the ball with him and seduce him on the top deck.
Outside? In December? In Leith?
I'm not sure which part of that appalls you most, Claire.
I'd be more comfortable with a bit of hand-holding indoors, really. Oh, Callum's a good man, though, don't you think?
Oh, yes, he's not awful at all. It's so confusing and annoying that Richard isn't awful either.
Well, neither Struan, really.
Bloody men.
Bloody Christmas.
Bloody hell. I've never felt so unable to make a decision about anything in my life. Or is that not true, actually? I mean, I've wanted to be with him for years and I couldn't because he wasn't free, and now he's here offering himself on a plate and I should be jumping at the chance. Or should I? Claire, are you listening?
Sorry, Trish. I'm kind of listening, but I'm going to have to clean up that mess right now or I will actually have a full-blown panic attack.
Oh, go on then, you madster. I'm bored listening to myself too.
Right.
The following morning, amazingly not hungover, I felt perfectly happy at work, which was just as well, considering the mood of our clientele.
Oh, my God, do we have any normal customers in here this morning?
Shouldn't think so. Everybody goes a bit mental before Christmas.
Maybe we should slip something into the drinks to calm them all down.
I mean, does it really matter which table you sit at when all you're buying is a glass of cold milk?
Ladies, ladies, ladies. I have an announcement to make.
Oh, that sounds obvious. I don't like announcements.
No, no, it's good. Here's the deal. We're going to have a dance-off to see who's coming to the ball.
Oh, I don't think so, Callum.
You just scared that my cha-cha's better than yours.
Oh, man, I'm too young to know this stuff. That's not fair.
I've got a table of pregnant women out there waiting for a pile of fruit scones with sardines.
Well, it's not exactly our era either, you know. We're not that ancient. We'd be happier with a bit of Coldplay or something, wouldn't we, Claire?
Oh, I've never liked Chris Martin. Too shifty.
I'm only kidding, guys. I'm going to take all of you to the ball. Well, if you like to be taken, obviously.
Oh, thank God.
goodness for that. I couldn't have coped with a huff factor if certain folk weren't going.
Callum, that's so generous of you. Oh, but what will I wear? I'm very short on long frocks at the moment.
You'd look amazing wearing a paper bag, Claire.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Are you serious, Callum? You're taking all of us.
Yeah. I managed to get a whole table in the end.
I hope you're not expecting me to dance with Tricia all night, Callum.
Oh, remember Auntie Belle and Auntie Nell used to always dance together at weddings? It was so sweet.
Oh, well, I'm not being the man. I get motion sickness dancing the wrong way around.
Don't panic, guys. Jeremy and Brian are coming too, so that makes up the table of six.
Who?
You know, two of the bald guys that come in a lot.
Oh, they seem nice. Always immaculate.
So, who exactly is partnering who?
Well, we don't need to get bogged down in that, do we? We'll all just go together.
Oh, come on, you lot. We'd better get on. That starving NCT bunch will be gnawing at their own legs out there.
Yeah, good practice for eating their own placenta, though.
Oh, God, Lizzie, that's disgusting. Apparently delicious with onions.
Yep, full of nutrition. And it's mood enhancing, too.
A new pair of glass slippers for the ball will keep my mood lifted, thanks very much.
Hey, you never know. One of you might even kiss your very own prince.
Exactly.
2 days later, after much trying on of frocks in local charity shops for Lizzie and me, and in Harvey Necks for Claire, obviously, we were finally kitted out for our Christmas extravaganza and were behaving like overexcited teenagers going to a prom as we tumbled out of a taxi at the docks in Leith.
Disneyland.
Oh, I'll never get up that gangplank in these heels.
Oh, it's fabulous, Callum. What a treat.
Ladies, who needs an arm?
I do.
Me, definitely.
Well, luckily, I have two.
Oh, it's the baldy men.
Claire, find another collective noun, quick.
Hey, lads, come and greet your dancing partners.
Good evening, ladies. You look divine.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy. You're looking pretty good yourself.
No, we scrub up not too badly, don't we, Jeremy?
Yeah, no problems with bad hair, obviously.
Lizzie,
I spent hours with my tongs and my straighteners before I could leave the flat.
Oh, I've been a Tony and Guy all afternoon.
Come on, you Medusas, let's get on board.
Oh, absolutely, ladies.
We trooped onto the ship with Jeremy and Brian, who, suited and booted, made an extremely handsome couple. And we oohed and aahed at the fabulous festive decorations.
Gosh, it's all actually quite tasteful, isn't it?
Oh, Claire, please.
Well, you're never very sure with a cruise ship, are you?
Oh, we all have a bit of bling sometimes, don't we?
Exactly, Brian. Christmas isn't Christmas without sparkle.
Or fizz, for that matter. Who's for a glass of bubbly?
Oh, well, I didn't take out a mortgage on this dress in order to sit down in it all night.
You look perfect in Prada, Claire.
Oh, thank you, Callum. You're looking brilliant in boxed.
Oh, I wish. Come on. Let's burn up that dance floor.
We have been practising this one too, Brian. Let's show how it's done.
Look out, Leith. It's Edinburgh's very own Strictly.
Well, I guess you're stuck with me, Jeremy.
Dancing or drinking, Tricia?
Oh, come on. Let's join the dancing queens.
Oh, get you.
The evening continued in a whirl of aerobic excitement, and we danced as if there were no tomorrow before sitting down to a fabulous meal.
Oh, do you think you can OD on chocolate souffle? Might not be able to move again after that pudding.
A mint tea will sort you out, Lizzie.
Oh, shit, sorry, guys. Didn't realise my phone was on.
Oh. Who's texting you at this time?
Go on, read it, Tricia. Never know when good news might just drop into your lap.
That is well optimistic, Callum.
Oh, I'm a very happy bunny right now.
Oh, me too, actually, Callum.
Let's all drink to that.
Yeah,
cheers.
Bloody hell.
Where's it, Tricia?
Richard has to get the sleeper back to London tonight. Can't meet me later as planned. Wants me to phone him now instead. God. Talk about déjà vu.
Oh, it's pathetic. Once again, Prince Charming reverts to being a bloody great puddock.
What's a puddock again?
It's a big, warty, untrustworthy, lying, toady frog.
Not all men are like that, Trish.
Well, of course, that's true, Cameron. It's important not to get bitter. To still be open to things and to trust people.
Yeah, wonderful relationships can happen totally unexpectedly and life suddenly leaps forward.
Yeah, well, it's one step onward and 47 back with Richard every bloody time. So, right now, the only leap forward I'm interested in is onto that dance floor. Come on, people, let's move it.
Come on.
Spot on, sister. Right, wait for me.
Come on.
Claire and I danced ourselves daft, and before we knew it, the clock struck 12. There was a sudden explosion of party poppers on the dance floor, and we turned excitedly to the others at our table.
Wow, didn't see that coming.
Why is Callum snogging Jeremy? I thought Jeremy was Brian's boyfriend.
Well, I assumed so too, but maybe it's all a bit more fluid than that.
Fluid?
Claire, you're shouting.
Oh, I feel such an arse. Cinderella's supposed to end up kissing a prince, not a queen.
Bloody hell. Come on, let's get some air on deck and watch the fireworks.
As if there weren't enough bloody fireworks in here.
Oh, I love rockets. What's going on, guys?
Oh, I would have thought that was obvious, Lizzie. I'm a sad old middle-aged has-been who's been throwing herself at a gay man.
Yeah, it did go a bit mental in there. Callum and Jeremy and Brian have all stormed out, arguing and slagging each other off.
Oh, I'm very confused about who's with who.
Well, I think you're well out of it. None of them want you anyway, Claire.
Lizzie, for God's sake.
Sorry, but you know what I mean? Trees and bark and all that.
Oh, it's all so depressing and exhausting.
Oh, rubbish! Come on, enough of this getting maudlin malarkey. The band started again.
Well, I don't know who partners who, but three of us dancing.
Oh, come on, think freestyle, guys. Race you in there.
Oh, careful you don't twist your ankle in those heels, Trish. Oh,
what the hell? Who needs bloody glass slippers? Whee!
How much did you pay for those shoes?
Don't care. I'm just dancing.
And so we danced in our bare feet and swished about in our frocks and didn't care if we could do the steps or not. Who knew if I could ever trust Richard again, and if Claire and Struan could rescue their crumbling marriage? And who knew if Lizzie would ever learn to tango, and at which end of the ballroom Callum preferred to dance? It really didn't matter. What mattered was that we weren't raking over the past or fretting about the future. Right there and right then, we were, truly, dancing in the moment.
Secrets and Lattes is written by Hilary Lyon and directed by Marilyn Imrie. It stars Hilary McLean as Trish, Hilary Lyon as Claire, Pearl Appleby as Lizzie, Derek Riddell as Callum, Roger May as Richard, Stuart McQuarrie as Struan and Jeremy, and Murray Hunter as Brian. Produced by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy, it's an Absolutely production for BBC Radio 4.